Tampa Bay and around the globe. This is Living the Good Life, and we're excited to be here with you today, right here, live in this radio station here in Clearwater, Florida. What a joy to be able to celebrate Jesus and talk about his goodness, his power in our lives, and be uplifted into a new place in him this day. Woo! Thank you, God, for this opportunity. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are on our weekly radio show that we do, obviously, every week, and glad to be here. I was out of town last week for a little vacation, and it was an amazing time of being uplifted and a lot of time with the Lord, which was wonderful. And I'm so glad to be back here today and want to thank my associate pastor, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, and Nan, who's on with me again today, and Cindy Logan up in Indiana for bringing the show last Sunday afternoon. But when I'm not here, it just feels like something's wrong, Nan, that I'm not where I need to be, you know, because I love it so much being right here.
Well, it seems like something is wrong, but it's so great. We miss you. We miss you when you're not here.
Oh, yeah.
We know those are times of refreshing that you need.
I needed it, yes.
We respect that and love that. But, you know, to me, it's so cool the way the message carries on.
Right, it does.
Just
yes.
Because, I mean, I love you dearly, Pastor.
I know.
But just because you're not here,
right.
He anointed Pastor Jim.
Right.
To be in charge. And you just
right.
go on. And I think that's really cool the way God has it designed
yes.
to allow you the opportunity to spend time with him.
Yes.
And concentrated time with him. You know, it's just cool.
It was an amazing time. Absolutely. So glad to be right back here in this chair and to also bring today, who just called in, Cindy Henderson, our dear new radio team member here on Living the Good Life. Cindy Henderson, all the way from Idaho. How are you, girl?
I am well.
Good. All right.
Hey, Cindy.
You're blessed?
Hey, Nan.
How you doing?
We're blessed to have you with us.
We're blessed
yes.
to have you.
And for our audience, Cindy lived in this area and was a part of Beacon and will always be a Beaconite, right? You are.
Amen.
There you go. That's the right answer. Anyway. No, I moved to Idaho. How long ago did you move out of our area?
Actually, it was 5 years, the 13th of this month.
That is hard to believe. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, 5 years. And so we are so glad that you've agreed to be a radio team member, and you bring a wealth of the word within you and just such a desire to serve God and be all he wants you to be. So it's a joy that you're with us now, and like today, we had to call on you to pinch hit today. It wasn't the Sunday that you are normally on, and you graciously accepted, and here you are. So,
absolutely. I enjoy this.
I do you. Great. I've often said radio gets in your blood, and after a while, it just becomes a part of you, and it certainly has for me all these years. And dating clear back to my church I pastored in Indiana many years ago and started with a little 30-minute show that I used to drive to the station, record on a big reel-to-reel, tape recorder. So those were the days a long time ago. A lot has changed, and we're glad it has.
You're dating yourself, Pastor.
I know, I am. But you know what? I just want to say that, you know, it's clear back then that I really had that desire to do more radio. And then a few years had to pass before about 9 or 10 or 11, come to think of it, before I got back into radio. So so glad to be right here on this station. We love being a part of the Tan Talk Network family. And so we've got a great show ahead. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity today. We come with open hearts. We want to hear what the Spirit would say to the church today, to us individually, to our listeners scattered around the globe, wherever they might be, and whenever they hear the show. Lord, we know that your anointing does not have any constriction as far as a place or a time, especially with technology now. And whenever people hear this show, let it get down deep within them and do the work that you want to do in each of us, Nan, Cindy, and I included. So, Lord, we're your willing servants today. We come before you with an attitude of change me, use me, make me all you want me to be so that I can fulfill your plans for my life. And that is the desire of our hearts. That's where we're coming from today. So thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And we're here joyfully with bells on our toes, ready to just do what God wants us to do. Woo, in Jesus' name, amen. And Cindy, it's just a joy to be in the Word, isn't it? And to kind of put your life, wrap your life around the Word and God's promises and all of that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the way to go.
It is. We're going to start today's show with Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Love this song. Let it minister to you right now. And it did not go to the right song. So hang on one more time. We're going to try again. There we go. See if it comes up correctly this time. Come on. Come on, come on. Okay. Well, let's go to another one. All right. For some reason.
The joys of live radio.
Yeah, it is, right? Hang on just a minute. I'm going to just put the CD back in, and we're going to try it one more time. Okay. Yes, we never know what's going to happen, do we? But that's all right. It's always fun. So come on, CD. Are you going to work? All right. Guess you're not. Neither song. All right. Okay. Just go to the one that it started to play. So, for whatever reason. For whatever reason. Okay. And it's not. Cindy, say something to Nan a minute while I get another CD cranked up here.
Hey, Cindy.
What's up, Nan?
Not a whole lot. You should have been in church. It's a shame you couldn't have been in church with us this morning. We had a wonderful time, and the Spirit of the Lord was really there, and people we were ministered to, and people's lives were touched, and I just wish you could have been there with us.
Yeah, it was that really good.
I miss Pastor's hug.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The pastor does have a hug style, that's for sure.
Yes, she does, yeah. We had a great service this morning, too. I quite enjoyed it.
Great.
I was late. I got up late.
Uh-oh.
But you got there. First song,
there.
Jesus. Here we go.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus.
No one like you, Jesus. Chris Tomlin, love that song. And welcome to Living the Good Life. And we are here to talk to you about our new series we're in and have been the last few weeks. It's entitled Forever Home. And it's all about heaven and where we're going to live for all eternity if we know the Lord Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Let's go to Psalm 8 to kick off today. Wasn't planning on doing this. God says do it. So here we go. Psalm 8 for somebody out there. And especially for all of us, too, right here. And it says this, reading out of the NIV translation, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is David talking and praising God. Just join me right now in praising him, right wherever you are. Lord, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you thanks for what you're doing in our lives. How majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Ah, your glory above the heavens. Little clue there. The heavens, when we go out and look up there at the sky, he has set his glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. People, there is no greater way to get to your victory than through praise. When you begin to praise God, your confidence in God and in his word and in his promises begins to just rise up within you. And David knew this, and he said this, from the lips of children and infants you've ordained praise. That means any of us, all of us, because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. What does praise do to the foe and the enemy, Satan and the yucky stuff that happens in our lives? Cindy, talk to us about how praise affects all that.
Well, it's like Pastor said this morning. He said, let's sing this song and give the devil a heart attack.
There you go. All right. That kind of thing.
It makes darkness tremble and flee.
Yes, yes. The devil hates it when we praise him. And, you know, when we are engaging in praise, we're not sitting there thinking about our own problems. We're not just obsessing on how awful life is or whatever. Talk to us, Nan, because there's so many times we have to get a hold of that and take authority over that junk that's trying to bring us down and defeat us and discourage us, and especially when we're in the midst of a battle or the devil's really used some people to come against us or things like that, you know?
Well, I think it says emotion confusion with the enemy.
Right. Wait a minute.
They're supposed to be down. Wait a minute. Look what I'm putting on. They're supposed to be wallowing in their sorrows. Wait a minute, what? They're praising God. I don't understand this. And it just totally confuses him because in the midst of the trial that we're facing, we praise God.
Right.
We pray, in a situation I had in my life many years ago, I enlisted praise warriors. It was a unified thing. Praise with me for what God's going to do in this situation, and God worked miracles in the situation.
And it was before you saw the answer.
Oh, I didn't see. All I saw was the problem. That's all that was there. I saw no answers.
No. But you knew enough scripturally to enlist people to help you and praise God for the answer before you see it.
Exactly. Before. That's
the
key word, before.
Listeners, write that down. That's a key to victory. Cindy, talk about this, will you? Wow.
Yeah. God said that he promised and he's faithful.
Right.
And I hold on to that every single day.
Yes.
Because a lot of what's been promised has not come yet.
Yes, right.
And if the devil can get you off before it does,
right,
he can divert you and delay you.
Right. And he can, let's use those D's, the devil can also discourage you, disappoint you, depress you, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And so you have to keep it in your mind. God promised, and he's faithful.
That's right.
And if he said it, it will come to pass.
Oh, absolutely.
It's already come to pass in heaven.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a done deal, and we just have to hold on to it and continually praise him for it. When I had a boombox.
Cindy.
A boombox. Yes. Woo. I played praise music in my house 24/7.
Right.
I picked a CD I liked and I set it on repeat.
Yeah.
And I would like to do that again. I just can't find a boombox.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I use Pandora a lot with praise music and stations, you know, and it really, really encourages me. Let's go to Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens, again, David talking, Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. I love that verse, Psalm 19, verse 1. Because David is saying, look up and see the glory of God. I mean, on these gorgeous, beautiful days that we have so often in Florida, and you're looking up the heavens and you're seeing, or the evening it's clear and the stars and all of that. And David said, you know what? The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And we're talking about our forever home, and that someday we are going to live with him, Almighty God, for all eternity. And this whole creation of God's is so amazing that David starts Psalm 19 with the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Woo! Nan, do you want to comment on that? Because it is beautiful what God has ready for all of us for our heavenly home, is it not?
It is, you know, you were talking about the stars, and you know, I'm my relatives and my parents are from Southern Georgia.
All right.
So when you get out in the country like that, where there aren't all the city lights, you can really see the stars.
Well, you can.
You can really see the stars.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when you appreciate nature and what God has created, I was at the beach. I will confess, being out of town was 5 days at the beach for me, and it was so beautiful. First day was raining, but that's okay. From then on, it was just absolutely gorgeous, blue skies. And Cindy, what that does is remind us that God is intentional, purposeful, that he ordained, that he set the heavens in motion. He set the stars, the planets. All of this is intentional, and so are we. We are intentional creations.
Mm-hmm. I love stars. Always
yeah.
have.
I signed
one after my name.
Okay.
And,
cool.
And it's every time I see the stars or just nature, a sunset, it's like, imagine if this fallen earth is that gorgeous.
Oh.
What in the world is heaven going to be? Not what in the world, I guess. What in heaven is it?
What in heaven is it going to be like? Right.
It's going to be, I think, overwhelmingly beautiful. I think this
yes.
is just a taste
yes.
of what it's going to be like.
Oh, absolutely. Just totally and completely amazing. Ah, absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We are going over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 now, and we are going to talk about what our bodies are going to be like and where God has decided that we are going to live for all eternity, those of us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And this is a wonderful, wonderful thing to talk about today and in our Forever Home series because, you know, we do have a place that God has planned for us. And I think a lot of people feel very maybe misplaced or out of place in their lives. Nan, I want you to comment on that, and then we'll go to Cindy on that, because I think that a lot of people, because of what life has done or things that have happened to them, perhaps they've lost their home, perhaps to foreclosure. Perhaps they have lost a mate or a spouse or a child or somebody or a parent, and they feel very alone and disjointed and like they have no home or no place where they belong. Do you want to talk about that a moment?
Well, it's somewhat natural to have
right.
that happen, of course,
yes.
when you suffer loss. But at some point, I mean, you just need to turn it over to God.
Right.
And he will comfort you in the midst of that loss.
Right.
He will help you go on when you feel you cannot go on.
I mean, he
is the sustainer.
Yes.
He is the sustainer. He will sustain us whenever we, you know, when we do face difficult, trying times. And I know he has in my life. But it's interesting. I was in my journal. I love to journal. And I am going through something right now, and I remembered I had journaled some things that he saw me through, and so I went back to that part of my journal, and I'm like, wow, this whole long list of things, you know, surgeries, relationship situation, all, you know, job situation, all kind of stuff that he has seen me through.
Right.
And he comforted me, and each of those times, he was with me, and I made it through, and that's what I want the listeners to realize, that he will help them and help them make it through whatever that they're facing. And
absolutely.
It's like, write it down, journal it, write about
right.
it, write how he helped you. You know, do that.
I do the same thing, Nan, and I encourage our listeners to do that because it gives you a barometer. You know, it gives you a place to go back and say, oh, yeah, this was really tough, this thing I was going through, but look what God did for me. Talk to us about that, Cindy. This is really good. And then before we go to 2 Corinthians 5, you can find Philippians 3. Because that's just how it goes on this show. We just let the Holy Spirit lead. So Philippians 3, before we go to 2 Corinthians 5, Cindy, talk to us about this.
Well, I recently experienced this where I for the first time in my life, I had to move about 8 months ago. And for the first time in my life, I wasn't living with anyone that was actual family by blood. Or by choice. And
wow.
I felt extremely alone. I have, you know, clear across the country from my family and my blood family.
Right.
And it brought me really low. It
yeah.
did. I was paralyzed by the situation. I wasn't even able to get out of bed to go to church.
Wow.
And you know, for me, that's
a
rare.
Lot. Yeah. Right.
And so it was finally that God has to be the anchor.
Yes.
He has to
yes.
be your family.
Right.
And other people, he will provide other people. And it was finally like, you know, church is, you have people there who love you,
right?
Who care about you, who pray for you and with you, you got to get yourself up out of bed and get to church.
There you go. There you go.
You have family there. You have family there. And it was just, whatever you need, he'll provide it.
He will.
However you need it. You know, even if it's just getting you up out of bed and getting you to church.
That's really a good point. Yeah. And so often we allow the quote unquote doldrums of life to keep us depressed, discouraged, especially when we have been abandoned by someone in our life, or the life changes that have been made really weren't our choice. And it's really hurtful and we're in a difficult situation. But if that is you today out there in Radio Land, God sees your pain, emotional, physical, whatever it is you're going through, God sees it and he wants to help you and he wants to bring you through. And so often those things become like chains around us, Nan. You want to comment on that? Sometimes those hurts of abandonment and loneliness, and I don't know why we're on this tangent, but it's for somebody out there in Radio Land. So just receive it, because God is saying, you know, look up, look to me, saith God, because I've got it. You're going to be okay. You're going to come out of this. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, I think, you know, this is a word coming out for somebody very specific. And what they need to reflect upon is that God has seen others through the same thing they're going through. You know, the Satan would attempt to make us feel all alone. And there's no one cares, and there's no one there for me, and I'm just all alone. Well, you're not alone, because God's here for you, number
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Number two, you know, as Cindy was talking about, you know, going to church and being loved at church, you know, I would encourage them, if they're not going to church, go to church.
Yeah,
find
it helps.
Good full gospel church, go to church, and you'll find the people will love on you, and you're not alone.
Oh.
You're not alone.
We had such an amazing service today, Cindy, and we miss you being there and adding all that you always did. But the Spirit of the Lord is moving mightily in our group, and we are seeing so many people ministered to, healed, set free. All kinds of things are happening. But it's because there's a group of people who desire to hear from God and desire to come together and worship and to pray for each other and to listen to the Word and grow. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, that's
hungry people find where the food is.
Oh, that's very good. Can we quote you on that? That's very good.
Absolutely.
Let's find the food of God's word. We're going to try of Amazing Grace. My chains are gone one more time. And it's going to work this time. Thank you, Lord. I think this is for someone out there. Receive it. Believe it. Take it to heart.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my share and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are
is yours and you are his. What an amazing grace this is that we have. Woo! Nan, did God give you a poem during that song? I saw you type it away in there in the studio.
He did. You can have such amazing grace right now. I gave my life so that you could have such. So reach out. Your chains will be loosed. Of your heartache, I will certainly touch. As you sit crying about your situations, please know that I am certainly there. Reach out to me, accepting my gift. Call upon my name with heartfelt prayer. Things will work out for you, little one. Look to and lean upon me. Of the things that are your binds, you will certainly be set free.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow.
The one line that stuck out to me in this poem was, as you sit crying about your situations.
There's somebody out there today.
There's somebody out there.
There's many somebodies, probably, but this is not the direction I intended to take the show. So when this happens, we know God is working in people's lives, and they need to hear what's happening right now. So go ahead with what you wanted to say with that, Nan.
No, I just, because, you know, as they sit crying about their situations, I mean, there's people, I believe, listening now or in the future. I can just see them just sitting there feeling hopeless, feeling... Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know. I'm confused. And they're just in tears because they don't know what to do. But, you know, Jesus came to dry up those tears. Jesus came to give them a purpose in life. And they can have a purpose in life.
Amen. And, you know, I think a lot of times people suffer from rejection. Like you were talking about, Cindy, just now. You had a big life change a few months ago. And, you know, a lot of us go through those times in our lives where we are rejected or where circumstances change and we're no longer in the same living situation or the same marriage or whatever it could be. And, you know, for whoever this is out there in Radio Land, God is saying to you, I've got this. I've got you in the palm of my hand. Rest in the goodness that I have is what God is saying. Rest in my goodness for you. Rest in my love for you and know that you're not going to forever be alone. God has a plan for your life. And I think so often, Cindy, we get caught up in the despair of the moment and we forget that our loving Heavenly Father hurts when we hurt, that He cares about what we're going through, and that He doesn't want us wallowing in self-pity or feeling sorry for ourselves, but he wants us to look up and rejoice and know that our citizenship is really in heaven, and this is a temporary stop on the trip. You know what I'm saying? Right. Talk to us, Cindy.
Well, and rejection is one of the things that we go through that he felt.
Yes.
Possibly more than anything other than death.
Right, exactly.
He was rejected. There are verses that talk about he was rejected by family members.
Right.
He was rejected by the people in his city because he came to cities where he couldn't, you know, miracles couldn't happen, works couldn't happen because they rejected him.
Right.
And then ultimately he was given up by his own people.
Right.
For crucifixion.
Right.
And we know it's all part of the plan, but
it
that
was.
Doesn't. Sometimes, I mean, you may know this is part of God's plan for, you know, God does not bring these things on us. He uses them.
He uses them.
You know, the enemy brings pain, rejection, illness, all those things. God uses them for our good and his glory.
Yes.
You know, so I think one of the things that Pastor says every week is, especially when people get saved and he's talking to them at the front, is do this. Come to church at least once every week.
Right. It'll help you tremendously.
And I guarantee you that you will not recognize your life in a year and probably less.
I totally agree. Go ahead.
And I think it's not that we go to church so God will love us more.
No.
It's that we go to church so we will love God more.
Yes.
So we will grow. And the more you're there, the more people you meet to be your support system.
That's right.
You can get involved. You can. We have life group today after the broadcast here. You know, there's a way to get your support system through your local body of believers.
Right.
And that comes directly. That's a lifeline, a pipeline right from heaven into your life.
It's exactly right. That's interesting that you say all that, because in my sermon today, this morning, and Nan can verify that, I was talking about that very thing, that God is wanting to implant in his people such a desire for him, for his word, to spend time in his presence, to learn to praise him. And he's wanting us to grasp the validity and the power when we actually spend more time in his presence, in his word. That mm-hmm. is what he wants for us. And because we don't really belong here, and we're going to go looking mm-hmm. at Philippians 3:20. We're here for just a short time. Just like I was just on vacation last week for 5 days. I would have liked mm-hmm. to stay more, but I had a lot of work to do in all my jobs that I do. And so I couldn't stay any longer. But there was a desire in my heart to stay longer, because I was having an amazingly wonderful time, right? And in our earthly bodies here, we have a desire to live as long as we can live, you know? We know people that have died younger than we are now. We know people that are suffering from fatal illnesses, and it hurts our hearts because we know we would want to live longer, and we know they probably would too. But the bottom line is this earthly trip that we're on is temporary, like my 5 days at the beach were last week. It is temporary, and I got the most out of those 5 days I possibly could. And that is what God is saying now for our earthly trip that we're on. Get the most out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Enjoy the time you're there, because where you're going is so much better than where you are now. It's not like we're going to get a downgrade when we die. We're going to get such a huge upgrade. Talk to us, Nan. We're going to get such a huge upgrade. There's only once or twice in my life I've been upgraded to first class as I flew. And once was coming back from Honduras mission trip a few years back. And there were so few people on that plane that I you know, the flight attendant said, come up here and sit in one of these beautiful leather huge chairs. And boy, was that ever cool. And, you know, and it was like a huge upgrade, you know, instead of sitting back there in one of those little cramped little seats. Talk to us, Nan, then we'll go back to Cindy.
Well, you know, we went to Canada to visit my brother who was working up there in June, and he had points and all this kind of stuff, and he got us, Mom and I, upgraded.
Oh, you got upgraded.
We got upgraded to first class on a total of four different trips, two planes. Wow. It was great. You know, and that upgrade, it was wonderful. It, you know, and just to think spiritually we're going to get an upgrade.
Woo, I mean, are we
how
ever.
How exciting. That, well, actually, no, one of the trips, one of the planes was in regular coach. And I'm like, man, I didn't realize how lucky I had it up in first class till I got to coach one time, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, that's it's just the way it is with us spiritually. I mean, I can hardly wait to get my upgrade.
Well, and he wants to give us upgrades on a daily basis, guys.
Yes.
This is something, it's not just for by and by, wait, pie and sky, pie, how's it go, Cindy? Pie in the sky, by and by, or, you know, whatever, how that is. It's not just that. It's he wants us to eat that beautiful key lime pie right here, you know? He wants us to enjoy our days more. He wants us to live fulfilled and knowing that we are in the center of his will and in the palm of his hand. Talk to me, Cindy Henderson, Idaho.
Well, it's just like me being on the radio. I had been praying for quite a while. It's like, Lord, just give me an opportunity. Give me something I can do, something that resonates with me.
Wow.
And I had never even considered being on the radio.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I get an email from Prime Minister.
Right, Prime Minister, PM.
you know, he said, hey, I want you to consider being on the radio. You know, God's put it on my heart. And it's like, oh, wow. Cool. That's so awesome, Lord.
Wow. Well, and your response was awesome.
I never would have, you know, I would never have thought that living in Idaho, I could be part of a radio ministry based in Florida. That just
it's
didn't
crazy.
Even cross my mind.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and so and now I look forward to it.
Yes, we look forward to you being on.
And it's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade, and upgrades don't necessarily have to be major. You know, moving from a one-bedroom apartment to a five-bedroom house, it upgrades are it can be, you know, I pray for parking favor.
Right.
When I go places.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I want a good space. I used to want a good space up close. Now that I have a newer car, I want a good space further out where nobody will hit me. But I always, you know, God, please give me parking favor.
Right.
And it's like, oh, look what God, oh, thank you, Lord, you know. So upgrades can be big, they can be small, but they're all from God.
Well, it's very interesting that we've gotten off on an upgrade tangent because the show right before us, Truth Talk, those dear people were giving a word towards the end to Apostle Rebecca McKay and to me. And the word that they and Nan grabbed her phone and tried to get it recorded, but it was all about the things you've been going through that seem so difficult. This is the essence of that word. These things are really an upgrade. So look at it. That very word was used. Okay. And here we are on this show talking about that. That very thing that you have struggled and struggled with is an upgrade in the Spirit of God because you are now learning to trust Him more. You have gone through, and I went through a terribly difficult time last year for about 10 months. And I won't go into the details. All I can say was that it was one of the hardest times of my entire life. And yet, through that time, God never left me. God always, always came just when I needed him, just when I needed something to happen, it happened. And I will tell you that the upgrade that I've received because of that is a deeper trust in the love and the power of my God to see me through no matter what I'm going through. Nan talked to us, and that's an upgrade. And we're going to get to Philippians 3:20 in a minute because we're getting another upgrade coming up pretty soon. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, it's just, you know, like Cindy said, it's not always big, gigantic, huge things.
Right.
It's not. And no. A lot of times it's not, you know. But I think we become more keenly aware of God in our lives.
Yeah, we do.
Much more keenly aware when those little things happen.
Yes.
So they may seem like little things, but they're really doing big things in us spiritually because we're like, wow, he cared enough to do this. He cared enough to do that. He really does love me.
Exactly. And we started this show talking about Psalm 8 where David is saying, wow, the heavens declare your glory. You are an amazing God. How majestic is your name in all the earth. And I would propose right now that one thing God wants to do for each of us here on the show today, and also our listeners scattered around the globe, is he wants to give us each an upgrade till we realize that we have and can trade in our sorrow for gladness, our defeat for victory, our sicknesses and illnesses for healing, our emotional distress and agony and rejection and depression for the joy of the Lord. And that's not the song I'm going to play. The one I'm going to play is, and then we're going to get to you, Cindy, right after this, Made Me Glad, straight out of David's words.
I will bless the Lord for
Hallelujah. Woo! You are my strength, my shelter, my very present help in time of need. That's who he is for you, dear listener. He can make you glad and bring you out of whatever you're going through. Nan, you got a poem there for us? I saw you typing again.
Yeah,
you've been busy today.
I was also having church in here, too.
I know. I saw that. She was just a praising God
man,
in there, Cindy.
Oh, jeez. Praise God. I have the ability to make you glad. Praise me, and you will see this. Of these blessings partake, of them certainly don't miss. Praise me as the things you face, you will be. You will trust me and to do so. Oops. You will need to trust me to do so. During these times, you will find that you learn trust and that you grow. So lean upon me for your strengths. You will be okay. This you will see. Look solely upon me for guidance, and of these binds, you will be set free.
Oh, yeah. Woo, okay. Talk to us, Cindy. Wow, we're coming up on the top of the hour already. This has been crazy. We haven't got to Philippians 3:20 yet, so I don't know. But go ahead, Cindy, talk to us. We're going to get there.
I'm sorry, I'm just a tad bit distracted. My mom called.
Okay.
So, actually, if you don't mind, she doesn't call me very often.
Take
it. I'm going to cut out here for a couple minutes
and come back.
I'll be back.
That's fine.
Okay.
So, in Philippians 3:20, let's get there, okay? That's where we were headed. And it says this in the NIV. But our citizenship is in heaven, okay? That's what we got to realize. Folks, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you've invited him into your heart and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins and your sicknesses, that God raised Jesus from the dead, all of that is Romans 10, 9, and 10. And if you believe that, then Philippians 3:20 is for you. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body. We have a whole lot to go look forward to. Our citizenship is in heaven. Nan, you know, I've been working on a whole lot of stuff in our church storage, and which also was some of my personal stuff from years back when I was a little kid, right? I've been working on it, sorting it, setting things in stacks to take to my children in Indiana that I'm so sure they're going to be very grateful to have all this, right?
Absolutely, right?
But one thing I found yesterday was my birth certificate. I had no idea where it was. I couldn't tell you if I was made to find it, I would have had no idea where I found it was in a very unlikely place in one of these containers, okay, of stuff. And, you know, it shows that I am a citizen of the United States and I was born in Marion, Indiana, okay? And that my name that I carry is the name that I was given. And I mean, it proves the authenticity of what my parents said, what my birthday was, what my name was when I was born, the day, time, all that stuff. Right.
Yes.
So that's my citizenship. I am a United States citizen. Okay. But here Paul is saying our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform. And we're going to talk about this transformation in our next hour. Will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And we're going to talk about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in the second hour. We're glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life. We have a lot of great music in store for the second hour, and we've got a lot of great comments and chat from Nan and from Cindy Henderson. And Nan, would you mention our Thursday night show, Go Yard, at 6:06 p.m. right here on this network, TantalkNetwork.com?
It's a great show. It's with you, with your other alter name, Mama Mac.
Yes.
And Dr. Angel Fazzoni. And
why do we do that? What kind of show is it?
It's a life coaching show.
It is, I mean, if it's, I view it as free counseling. And if you're on a topic that relates, say, to me, you know, people can call in with questions or comments or whatever. And I mean, it's like, it's, if you have a question, just call in. It'll be answered right there on the air.
Right. Absolutely. So check it out. Thursday nights, we're in our fourth year. We'll have a fourth anniversary come September. Fourth year with our show, Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. Dr. Angel Falzone and I do that show on Thursday nights. Check it out. Also, I do a Facebook post, not every week, but about every week. This week, it'll probably be Tuesday morning. And it depends on my real estate schedule as a realtor and everything else I've got going. So check out those Facebook posts. And, Nan, yeah, talk about that a moment, will you? They can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries posts and find them. Or my own post, Marcia McAllister post. Would you go ahead?
Sure. The postings are great. They go right along with the teaching that is happening on the radio show and what's happening in our church. And it's just a nice little something to have in the middle of the week that you can just look at and listen to. And if you don't catch it live, you can catch it later on the website
exactly.
that you mentioned.
And we want people to share it. Cindy, are you back with us?
I am.
Okay, yes. Good.
Please pray for my dad, please.
Okay.
He's been sick for a while, week and a half or so, and Mom said he's not doing real good.
Okay.
They're debating whether or not to take him to the hospital.
What's his first name?
His name is Cecil.
Cecil. All right. We just reach out right now in prayer for Cecil, Cindy's dad. We ask you, Lord, to touch his body, heal his body. And, Lord, he's a faithful servant of yours, a pastor for so many years. And, Lord, we know you love him and he loves you. And, Lord, we just ask you reach down and touch Cecil's body right now. And even if they go to the hospital, fine, use medicine, whatever. Medicine and doctors are ordained by you. So, Lord, we just thank you for touching Cecil right now in the precious name of Jesus. And you know, while we're praying, Lord, we just lift up our listeners today. This has been a very unusual show so far. And we know, God, that your hand is there, that your presence is with us. We know that you're doing some things in lives scattered around the globe. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. And we thank you for this first hour. And as we go into our second hour, Lord, we know that you're right here. And let our conversation, let our teaching of the word, let our music reflect your goodness, your love, and your mercy for each of us. And we thank you for that, Lord, before we even get there. So praise God for that. Woo! Amen. So, Go Yard on Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., our counseling show, our Facebook.